Western Conference champs.
When you hit it too bad.
All right, folks.
Welcome to the circus.
I only have your old dress covers.
It's all right.
What'd you think of the weather out here? I mean, obviously in SEC, you probably don't see this.
No, I mean, it doesn't snow down south where we played college football, but in high school, played a few games in snow.
Did that play a factor at all, cold on your body?
No, I mean, pre-game's gonna be a little cold, but once you get in the game, you warm up, and it's the last thing you're thinking about.
Do you think the offense is gonna be any different?
The offense is gonna be any different?
Hey, like, how do you think it's gonna be different?
Like production and stuff?
No, just how it play call.
I don't know. I mean, we got the game plan today. We're doing some good stuff, some stuff we've done before, some new stuff. So, we're not going to change a whole lot.
Jay, you and Sheffler had such a good relationship in preseason. Could you talk about how that developed and how the comfort level you guys had with each other?
Yeah, I mean, it's preseason. We were pretty basic, and a lot of stuff involved Tony, and he was just getting open. And hopefully we'll be able to incorporate him in the offense and get him rolling again. Yeah, I mean, I can drop back, I can roll around, we'll get a running game going again, and get some play action and stuff. So, yeah, I mean, I think that I fit in this offense pretty well.
How do you expect them to approach the run with you behind center? Do you think they're going to change their defensive approach with you behind center in terms of the way they attack the running game?
The running game?
Yeah.
Why would they do that?
I mean, in terms of, would they put extra people to stop the run, or do you think they're going to take people away to try to confuse you in coverage? What do you think?
It's a good question. I wish I knew that. I don't know. Yeah, there's two philosophies. I mean, you can come and blitz, or they can come and sit back and zone it out and make me read the holes and stuff. So, I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, they got a good defense. They fly around. They get to the ball. So, it's going to be interesting to see what happens Sunday.
Dave, you had to close yourself at all this week. Not answer some calls.
I mean, most of my friends and family and stuff. I mean, they've kind of left me alone. They know that I'm busy. This week, I'm gonna have to concentrate quite a bit and get in the playbook and learn everything.
Jay, as you know, quarterbacks tend to get blitzed big time.
Yeah.
Do you expect that? And if so, how do you do it?
I mean, if they blitz us a lot, we've got some stuff to beat it. We've got a really good offensive line. I mean, Tommy's in there. He's been playing a long time. He's going to be able to help them pick up a lot of that stuff. So if they want to blitz, hopefully we can burn them early and get them out of that. But, I expect a lot of different stuff from their defense.
How important is it to get Javon Walker involved?
Javon, Rod, I mean, all those guys. I mean, they've been making big plays for us all year. So getting them involved early and maybe hopefully open up some of the running lanes. It's going to be vital.
What have some of the veterans told you this week? Have they kind of put a bug in your ear that, hey, I've been through this before, they shared stories with you or anything?
They haven't said anything to me yet. I mean, we went through our walkthrough and we're just trying to concentrate, get this game plan down. I'm sure when things slow down a little bit, I'll talk to some of those guys.
I'm guessing you've talked to a lot of people this week, or at least a few people. What is the best advice you have gotten?
I haven't talked to really anybody. I mean, I've got a lot of voicemails and stuff. I mean, I talked to Bus a couple of times, my agent, and he just said, go out and play football, have fun. I mean, try not to think too much. I think that's one of the things I'm going to try to do early is get everything down so I can just go out there and react and not be second-guessing myself and thinking too much.
Jay, you've been here long enough to know that the quarterback of the Denver Broncos in this state, it's a lot of people would say it's a bigger position than the governor. You ready for that?
John Elway put the bar high. So, I mean, it's something you have to live up to, and there's a lot of pressure on me coming into this game to perform. And I'm gonna try not to disappoint.
Jay, do you remember back to your first high school game, your first college game? Were you nervous then? I mean, how does that compare to this?
It's a little different. I mean, this is a little bit bigger magnitude. So, but, I mean, once I get out there, I'll relax and just start playing football.
What kinds of things did you do to prepare before you got the game run? I know you did that yesterday. What kinds of things did you do from the hotel yesterday to prepare for this? What could you
do? Just watch some film the last couple of days, try to get in here yesterday and get the game plan a little bit early, get some ideas on what they thought we might be running and stuff. But, I mean, today was a big day for us. I mean, first day we got the game plan and really got things explained to us.
How big of a book is it?
Yeah, same thing.
Any problem
absorbing it?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we had some problems today at walkthrough. I mean, it's going to be like that first couple days. Got to work out some kinks this afternoon, but, I mean, those things are going to be expected.
Yeah, what's your biggest concern? Is it the playbook? Yeah, what is your biggest concern?
Yeah, I mean, I think just getting everything that we want to get done out there on the field, all the plays, all the checks, all the runs, I mean, getting all that and just feeling really comfortable going into Sunday. And I mean, right now, everyone, I think, is kind of pressing and just watching really closely to see what I do. But I just got to relax, and it's going to come, and we got a lot of time left.
Jay, Mike Shanahan said the other day, when he was talking about Jake, that there are other issues at work, not just the quarterback. One of the things he mentioned was the running game.
Yeah.
And he said that it hasn't been as effective in the past. Do you think that Tatum's reemergence is big, or is it deeper than that in terms of why the running game hasn't?
No, I mean, I don't know what exactly the problem has been, but getting Tatum back is definitely going to help. I mean, he's been nursing that foot for the last couple of weeks, so I mean, I think he's going to be 100% and ready to go. If not, we've got some younger guys that are going to be able to step in there, Mike and some of those guys. So hopefully, we can get back on track.
Jay, what's your experience?
Last one was Snow and Cold.
Played one high school game, our semi-state game. Played pretty well. So hopefully, we can repeat that performance.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Jay.
Thank you.